Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our Shiurim on Talmudic methodology, and this year should be Eschus and Refu Shlema for Miriam Mendel Bas Chava Golda B'Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. We're in the Sefer Midos L'Chaikar Halacha on page Reis Samach Aleph and Chelek Beis. This Mita that we're going to be doing now, we're skipping a little bit. Don't worry, you haven't missed all the Shiurim in the middle. We haven't had them yet, although I'd like to. Siyata Dishmaya. Is the Mita of Poel Pu'ul and Poel Yotze. Poel Pu'ul and Poel Yotze. What does this mean? What this means is that in mitzvahs, you can define them in three different ways. You can say that the ikar of the mitzvah is the poel, the fact that I'm doing this maisa. You can say that the ikar of the mitzvah is the pu'ula, that the maisa is being done. And you can say that the ikar is the poel yotze, the outcome of the mitzvah. And then you have to ask yourself each time, what is this mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah of the poel, the person doing it? Or is the pu'ula that it's done? Or is it the poel yotze, the outcome of the mitzvah? So certain mitzvahs, it's going to be pashut, it's the poel. What are those mitzvahs? Mitzvahs that only are in existence, only count as long as you're being poel. Example, eating matzah. It has to be that it's the mitzvah and the poel. Because only as long as you're being poel, the achilas matzah, are you getting a mitzvah of matzah. So the mitzvah is clearly the poel. Because the v'harai it ends the second you stop being poel. The second you stop doing it. So therefore, the mitzvah there would be poel, eating, sitting in a sukkah, wearing tefillin. So those mitzvahs are mitzvah sheva poel. Poel. Next, there's some mitzvahs that even after you stop doing them, the pu'ula continues. Example, you put a mezuzah on your door, that's the poel. Did the ma'isa mitzvah. But now there's the pu'ula. Now there's the fact that the mezuzah is on your door. That action of the mezuzah being on your door. So you created that, but the ikar mitzvah is that the mezuzah is on your door. Or hafresh is truma. You separated truma. So the question is, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the poel, the act of separating truma, the fact that the truma is separated? So that's a question of poel or pu'ula. Averus also. A person kills, he steals. So is the averus the poel, the fact that he killed or he stole? Or pu'ula? Because even after, it's the action still continues. Once he stole, it continues being stolen, even after he did the ma'aseh gzeila. The person kills, the person remains, the other fellow remains dead even after he kills him. The kapula continues. So that's poel and that's pu'ula. What about, and we're going to see in Afgamina in a moment, what about poel yotze? Poel yotze is the outcome of the mitzvah. What would be an example of the outcome of the mitzvah? That'd be shchita. Shchita, the poel is that he shechted. The pu'ula is that the animal was shechted. And now the animal is considered geshachten. Even after the animal was shechted, a day later, a week later. And then there's the poel yotze. There's the chalos heter on the animal. Now the animal is kasher l'achila. So we say in shechita, the mitzvah is the poel, the fact that he did the ma'aseh shechita, the pu'ula, the fact the animal was shechted. This is a shechted animal. That applies even afterwards. Or the poel yotze, the outcome, which is that now the animal is kasher. Now, what's an afkamina? So Rav Amiel says, and if you say that it's a din in the poel, the one doing it, you can't talk about shlichus. Because if the poel is Shimon, the shliach, how can you say that Reuven did it? That Reuven's the poel. It's Shimon. And therefore, achilas matzi, shiva sukkah, nachas tefillin. Shimon can't do it for Reuven. Because it's the mitzvah of the poel of actually doing it, and their shlichus isn't strong enough. Shlichus can work for the pu'ula, because the ikur is that the pu'ula get done. But not for the poel, because I have to do it, and I'm not doing it, somebody else is doing it. Also in Averus. Even according to Beis Shammai. Gemara says, "Ain shlichus b'chalavim v'arayis." Why? Because there the ikar averus is the poel, what he's doing, and therefore he can't have a shliach to do these averus for him. So that is the yisod that Rav Amiel lays down. That if it's a mitzvah sheba poel, sham b'chal, shech la'amusak shlichut, if it's the mitzvah on the actual doing it, you have to do this ma'isa, there you can't have a shliach. But the mitzvah is that the ma'isa should be done, and even afterwards it's still considered a pu'ula, the pu'ula continues. So, like for example, we said before, fresh is truma. So in such a case, there you can talk about shlichus, because the mitzvah isn't the ikar poel. Continues Rav Amiel. Now we're in Oz Beis. For those who want to look inside, on page Reis Samach Beis and Chelek Beis, a lot of Beis's in the Holy Hamidus L'Chekar Halacha. B'chol Makom, Shadgashai Bapula Shaman Anu Zkukim L'Shlichus. Whenever the emphasis is on the pool, on the action, there we need shlichus. And there we can talk about a gather of shlichus. And therefore there's shlichus and mitzvahs, like Truman, Shitas Kachim. Because there the pool exists even after the poel stops being poel. Person separates Truman, Shach's Kachim. So since there the ikkar is that we want to have the Kachim be geshachted, shachten. Shachted, we want the tshuva to be separated. There, you can talk about shlichus. There, shlichus works. Olam mashal, b'tzei b'haroges hanefesh le beishamai. Or if somebody says to his friend, go kill somebody, according to beishamai, that holds that we say, yei shliach l'dvar aveira. And in such an instance, there is a shliach l'dvar aveira. Why? Because there the ikar is the pe'ula. That this person is dead, so therefore you can have shlichus, according to beishamai. Achazei yichula, gam kein l'shnei chalokin. In certain instances, the Mishaleach himself has to do the Pu'ula. And there, if the Mishaleach has to do it, then we need to say Shlucho Shel Adam Kimosa. And therefore the person doing it has to be on his behalf. Since this Pu'ula is Ritzicha, for example, has to be done by Reuven, and it's actually done by Shimon. In order, according to Beisham, if Reuven to be Chayav, we have to say as if Reuven did it. And therefore, we have to come on to Shulcha Shal Adam Kemoisei. V'chelek Sheni b'makom shemishalech tzarech rak shapula tase shaz bina rak l'shulcha shal Adam. Achlo b'inan kemosa. And the second case, another chelek, where the mishaleach only has to make sure that the pu'ula is done. There, you don't need Shulcha Shal Adam kemosa. There, you just need Shulcha Shal Adam. So now he makes an interesting chilek between Shulcha Shal Adam kemosa and Shulcha Shal Adam. When the mishaleach needs to do it himself, you say Shulcha Shal Adam kemosa. Shimon has to be like Reuven, and when the Mishalech just has to make sure it's done, we say that he's his shliach, he's Reuven's shliach, but not Kemosa. You don't need to come on to Kemosa. V'nosiv al kol ma'ashe amarnu b'zekvar ki gamkein l'mashal. Ramiel talks about this a lot in some of the other midos, but here he gives another example. The Beishamai Shisover would say Harogas Hanef Sheish Lichot Varaveira. If somebody says, Reuven says to Shimon, go and kill somebody. Lo Nitzarech Bazer Lecholdine Shlichus. We don't need to come on to all the specific details of Shlichus. Vagamim Yishalach Alidei Chayu Shot of a Kadin, Gam Kain Yischayev. Vagamim Yishlach, even if he sent a Chayu Shot of a Kadin to do it, he's still going to be Chayev, even though normally a Chayu Shot and Kadin can't be Shlichin. But in Seh Arogas HaNefesh, what's the ikar? The ikar is that the pu'ula should be done through him. So here, the pu'ula is done through him. Certain instances, it needs to be kamosa. The Mishalech has to do the pu'ula. And if the Mishalech is not doing the pu'ula, the one doing it for him has to be kamosa. There, Chari Sheldav HaKatan wouldn't work. But if he just has to, if the definition of the Avera is that the Avera be done, not actually by him, but that he be responsible. Because he sent the person, there you wouldn't need a din of shlichus. When you need a din of shlichus? When it needs to be considered that I did it myself. When it doesn't need to be considered that I did it myself, the ikar is that the action was done. If I caused the action, then I'm chayiv. So if a person sends a chayrish according to Rav Amiel, a person sends a chayrish shot of a cut to kill, so you don't need all the dinam of shlichus, and the mishalech would be chayiv, because you don't need shlichus shalad and kamoso, you don't need to come out to kamoso. Just Shlucha Shel Adam. It was done through him. The Darzeb Emes Meforish Bekedushin Shebeisham Elondim Ezem Ikra Osa Arakti B'cherev B'nei Amon. You killed him. Uriah, with the sword of the sons of Ammon. What do you mean he killed him? There's no Shluchas for Akum. The answer is no. Here, B'tzei Arogas HaNefesh, you don't need Shluchas. You don't need Shlucha Shel Adam Kamosa. You just need Shlucha Shel Adam. And there a goy would be a good shliach. Therefore, David could be told, also arakta b'cherev b'nei Amon. And it was David's fault that he was killed with the sword of b'nei Amon, even though they were goyim. And there's no shlichus, because here you don't need shlichus shal adam kamoso, all you need is shlichus shal adam. And then Rav Amiel takes it one step further. He says, again, if you need the poel, then shlichus doesn't work at all. If it's the pe'ula, then shlichus works. And then there are two categories. Sometimes you need kamosa, sometimes you don't need kamosa. But let's say it's the Pol Yotze. If it's the Pol Yotze, Sham ain't srichem lo la'akamoso, vaf lo l'shulcha shalodim levad. If it's the Pol Yotze, you don't need kamoso, that he be like me, and you don't even need shulcha shalodim. You don't need anything. Because the ikar is that the action be done. The ikar is the outcome of the action, not even the action itself. The ikar is the outcome, excuse me, of the action. V'zeh I have the lamashal bein shchitas kachim bein shchitas chulin. That's interesting. Shechting kachim, shechting chulin. Sharishona, when you talk about shchitas kachim, there you need shlichus. Even though you see from various halachas that we don't need shluch shalom kamosa, and therefore, since you don't need shluch shalom kamosa when it comes to kachim, so cherishol to kachim can bring karbanos, and so to goyim, even though there's no shlichus, but since you don't need kamosa. So it doesn't bother us that there's a chayv shalt of a katan or an akum. The law came b'shchitas chulim shein shem shum yachas la'shchita al abaylim kamuva. So when she'en came, when you talk about shchitas chulim, when you talk about shchitas kachim, so by shchitas kachim you need shluch shel adam. You don't need kamosa. There, it's a mitzvah in the pa'ula. So, at least you need shluch shel adam. Rabbi Amiel says, by realizing that you need shluch shel adam, but not shluch shel adam kamosa, you can answer a lot of kashas. But when you talk about shchitas chulin, there the ikar isn't the po'al or the pa'ula. There the ikar is the po'al yotze. There you don't need to come out to the laws of shlichus at all. So now we'll understand why in Chalitza you can't talk about Shlichus. And it's not only because he's the Choletz, he can't make a Shliach, because it's a Davar Shebegufo, and we said Mitzvah Shebegufo, the famous Yisod of the Achronim, there's no such thing as Shlichus. Ach gam hi lo yichola lasos shliach. She also can't make a shliach. Not only can he not make a shliach, but she also can't make a shliach. For him, it's a mitzvah shebegufo. Take off his shoe. But she also, who does the pulo, takes it off and spits in front of him. So she also can't make a shliach. On the other hand, a woman can be a shliach to accept her get, even though there the ikar is v'nasa b'yada, give it into her hand. So why is that? Why by chalitza can a woman not make a shliach? But by get, v'nasa b'yada, a woman can make a shliach. Listen to this. Chalitza, the ikar isn't the pula, it isn't the act. It's the pol, it's the person who's doing it. V'zeo ha'hefresh ben gittin l'kedushin l'mashal, ben gittin v'kedushin l'mashal, ben chalitza. And that's interesting, gittin kedushin and chalitza. Ki ha'rishayinim, him ha'makadesh v'amakudashas. O b'gayrishin ha'makadesh v'amakudashas. So, in kedushin, the ikar is that there's a makadesh and a makadeshas. And Gerish and a Megarish and a Megureshis. So these people, Polim is a Pol Yotze. Shehem a Polim is a Chalos Gerishin. HaKedushin v'Gerishin. Shezeu a Pol Yotze. V'lokem b'chalitza afopisha adi ha-chalitza umeteres la-shuk. Avalohem a Polim is a Pol Yotze hazeh. Ha-heter la-shuk. Ela shezeu pu'ula sa-tora. Sha-tora no senesis ha-heter. This is the difference. He says, who does the Pol Yotze by getting in Kedushin? The Megarish and the Megureshes, the Makadesh and the Mekudeshes. So they are Poel, the Pol Yotze. They make the outcome that now she's married, now she's divorced. By Chalitza, it's different. Now after Chalitza is done, she has a Heter Lashuk. Why does she have a Heter Lashuk? Not because of the Pu'ula of the Maisa HaChalitza. No, Siri Charles. They did the Maisa HaChalitza, but it's a Pu'ula HaTorah. The Torah gives the Heter. V'zeu kavanas Yerushalmi, and that's what the Yerushalmi means, the famous Yerushalmi. Is Chalitza a kinyan? Or is Chalitza p'tur? Sha'kavanah she'en b'zeh musag kinyani, she'ba'alei ha'kinyan hem ha'poalim et ha'kinyan. Ela din Torah, she'ba'alei de'ma she'hem ha'poalim. So if it's a kinyan, they're doing it. But if it's a p'tur, if chalitz is a p'tur, it's not that they did it. They did an action, and then the din Torah says that as a result of their action, now she's mutar l'shuk. She's also meres she es b'zeh mishum poel v'lo mishum pula mitzida. They did the action. They did it. It is a poel, but it's not a pa'ula. Because the pa'ula, the pa'ula and the pa'ul yotzei, they did the ma'isa, but now this ma'isa is now out of their hands. Now the Torah takes over and makes her mutar l'shuk. So that's the difference between chalitza, kedushin, and gerushin. Chalitza, they just do it. It's just a poel, and then the Torah takes over. And the Torah is mati her to the shuk. And in kedushin and gerushin, they are poel the Isser and the Heter, but their Maisa, not the Torah. Meaning the Torah gives their Maisa the Koach to be Poel the Heter or Isser. Meaning the marriage or the divorce. Vamnon Kfar Gashnu Bakame Bakomos, we've emphasized in a number of places that the Iker difference between Gittin Kedushin and Chalitza is because in Gittin Kedushin we need a Geder of Machshava. Shezeu Musak Shel Ratzon. So by Kedushin and Gerushin, we need machshava. We need some level of will. In Chalitza, anutzrichem rak lekavana. They just have to intend this action. They don't have to want it. They don't have to want anything. They don't have to want any chalos. They just have to intend to do the action. Whereas in Gittin and Kedushin, they have to want what's going to emerge. They have to have a ratzon. So even this difference between Kedushin and Gerushin, which is a gather of Machshava, of Ratzon, and Chalitza, which is just Kavana, it also emerges from this difference. Because in Gittin and Kedushin, Habalei Dvarim Hema Poelim, V'akechanu Tzricham Lurtzonam, since it's the Balei Dvar, the Megaresh and the Mizgareshes, the Mekadesh and the Mizkadeshes, they're Poel, they're the ones who are active, they're the ones who are doing it, so Memela, we need their will. V'lokein b'chalitza, she'etzim apulu din Torah, Chalitza, the etzem pu'ula is din Torah. El shadina zeh ba'al yidei pu'ula. In other words, the pu'ula, the action that's done, the fulfillment, the po'el yotze, after they did their po'el, everything else now is din Torah. El shadina ba'al yidei pu'ula. So it comes, this din Torah comes by their action. But the ikar, what makes the chalos, what makes this action an action is the Torah, not them. And therefore, all we need is kavanah. They should intend to do this action. We don't need the ratzon. Because if they're the ones being poel, the difference, they're the ones being creating the chalos, so we need their ratzon. But if they're b'chal, not the ones being creating the chalos, it's the Torah creating the chalos, we don't need their ratzon for the chalos. All we need is their kavanah to do the etzem ma'isa. And now we understand why by get, shlichus works for a woman. A woman can send somebody to be mekabel the get for her. Because there the ikur is not the poel. The ikur is the pa'ula. As we say, it's not only v'nasan b'yada, the Gemara says, ein li el yada, gaga chatzer v'karpifa minayim, maybe you can put in her roof, maybe you can put in her courtyard. And says the Gemara, Talmud lomar la b'chol makom. So this la, v'nasan, that it says in the Pasuk, is b'chol makom. Kalomar shelo ha'tsura shehipal ha'tsura sapul mevias chalos haget, el ha'pa'ula kishila atzma. So it's not how it's done that it necessarily went into her hand. That's not what brings the chalos get. Because we don't care, there's no specific tzura to make a chalos get. What makes the chalos get? The fact that the get came into her rishus. So therefore, if it came into her hand, or if it came into her gag chatzir and karpif. So we see that the ikar isn't the poel. She doesn't have to be the poel. Could even be Gaga Chatzer v'Karpifa. So since she doesn't have to be the poel, we see that the ikar is the pa'ula. That there should be an action where the get goes into her rishus. Ah, we said earlier, if the ikar is the pa'ula, shlichus works. So that's the difference between Gittin Kedushin and Chalitza. Gittin Kedushin, the ikar is the pa'ula. And therefore their shlichus works. Because they're the ones with their pa'ula. That's what we're focusing on, not the fact that they did this action. Somebody else can do the action, can have shlichus. But the fact that the action was done because of them, whether it's either going into her rishus, or it's mamish going into her hand, or into her shliach's hand, the ikar is that the action be done. So there you could talk about shlichos. And that's also why you need ratzon, because she's creating the chalos, not the din Torah. The din Torah has her creating the chalos. But a wrong gankan lidi dan the sphere la ain shlichot dvar aver, v'chid ha-shatar b'shol shenyanim shiken yish shlichot dvar aver. We also see that we hold that ain shlichot dvar aver. That's what we hold. However, the three exceptions. One is tvicha and mechira, the selling and shechting of the animal. I was stolen. Me'ila and shlichus yad b'pikadim. So in these instances where we... Oh, I didn't explain though about chalitza. Why by chalitza can there be no shlichus? Because there the ikar is the po'el. Because once they do the po'el, it's now out of their hands. Now the Torah took over. So if the ikar is the po'el, then for that you can't have a shliach. Hashem came by getting kedushin, the ikar is the po'el, there you can have shlichus. In any event, back to how that Rav Amiel doesn't say, but that's understood. Doesn't say explicitly. In any event, so we know that ain shlichot v'ar avera, and the Torah is machadish, the three things there is shlichot v'ar avera, tficha mechila, mehila, and kitten, shlichos yad b'pikadim. So these are all averas misu kazeh, these type of averas, that the avera is not in the pol shebedavar, ela ba pol yotzi shebedavar. Yuchayv dal v'hei, lo b'nei shu tovech, el b'nei shenase tavuach al yado, v'nimkar al yado, v'gam v'chein gam kein b'meila, ma'shehut sa'adavar al yado mirushis hekdesh, v'chem shlichos yad kamuvan, v'shvakach, achim yase tvicha d'echer shot v'katan. באופן שהשחית הקשירה כששוחתם אחרי אמרו מוסם גם כן יסחי וגם כן במילו ושליחוס יד גם כן נדע אין ההבדל בדבר אפילו נעס על הדבר עד היחי רשות וקוטן גם כן המשך מחייב מקום כמבור. So in these areas that the Gemara mentions that we say יש לך דבר עבר, it's because the Iker is the Pol Yotze, not the Pol. Not that he did it. Because in Tvicha Mechira, the person's chayiv. Not because he was the Toveach, but because it was Nitbach and Nimkar al Yada. So, here Rav Amiel says it's the Pol Yotze, but it could even be the Pula. But the Iker is that it's not the Poel. It's not the Poel, the person doing it, because if it was the person doing it, then you would say in shlichot v'ar avera. But since in tvicha mechira, meila and shlichus yad, what's the ikar? Tvicha mechira is the ikar is, the avera is, that through him, because of him, it was slaughtered, it was sold. Meila is that through him, it was taken out of the Beis HaMikdash's possession. Shlichus yad b'pikadon, what's the ikar avera? That somebody was given a pikadon, and then he used it for his own purposes. That's shlichus yad. So the ikar isn't that he did it, the ikar is that it was done. So if that's the case, then you don't need regular shlichus here. Because we said that in cases that you need kamoso, so there you need all the dine shlichus. But in some instances, you don't need the kamoso, you just need shlichus shel adam. That'll be done through you. So if it'll be done through you, we drop all the laws of shlichus here. It could also be polyotze. It could be the fact that it was taken out of this person's possession, the Beis HaMikdash's possession. Right now it's Me'ila, now it's he desecrated it. Tvicha Mechira. Now it's the animal is Nitbach, Nimkar. So that's the outcome. Not that he did it. So it could be Pa'ula, that the action was done but through him, or the outcome of the action what we have in front of us now, and not even relating to the Pula. But either way you look at it, there you don't need shlichus. As long as he's responsible, he's the guy behind the scenes, he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because the ikar isn't the po'el. If the ikar was the po'el, then there'd be no shlichus. But since the ikar is either the Pula or the po'el yotze, you can have a shliach, and not only can you have a shliach, but you don't even need regular gidrei shlichus. When you need regular gidrei shlichus, when it's kamoso. When it's not kamoso, you don't even need regular gidrei shlichus, you just need that it be done through you. And therefore, an instance like that would be tvicha mechira. A person steals an animal, and then he was responsible. Somebody else shechted it or sold it. He's chayiv because he was responsible for the outcome. And the same if a person, even if this person who did it is the chayr shalat of a cotton, because you don't need regular dina shlichus. You don't need shlichus shaladim kamal sot most, you just need shlichus shaladim. Literally, a little taste today, I have to go on, we had a taste today of the midah of pol, pul and pol yotze. So pol is what you actually do, pul is the action, the action also continues afterwards, and the pol yotze, we said, is the chalos. And he said, "Nafkaminas would be vis-a-vis shlichus. That if it's a poel, you can't talk about shlichus at all. If for hanachas tefillin, yeshiva sukkah, which are all mitzvahs in the poel, there's no shlichus. If you talk about mitzvahs, that it's the pa'ula, is the mitzvah, that the action be done, fresh as truma, for example. Shchitas kachin, for example." That the pula be done, that's the ikur, that's the mitzvah. So there you can talk about shlichus, and that's split up into two categories. There's mitzvahs that you need shlichus shel adam without kamoso, and there's mitzvahs you need kamoso. When do you need kamoso? When it has to be that the mishalech is considered as if he did it. If the mitzvah is the pula and the mishalech has to be considered as if he did the pula, you need shlichus on the kamoso. If the mitzvah is the pula and the mishalech doesn't have to be considered as if he did it, he just has to be responsible for it to get done, then you don't even need kamoso, and therefore you can appoint a chayr shalat of a katan or a goy. And based on this, we also explain why in chalitza there's no shlichus. Because chalitza, the ikar, is the poa. And therefore there's no shlichus for poa. When is there shlichus? By receiving a get, for example. There, by receiving a get, we just want that the pool be done as a result of the woman. So it has to either, she sends a shliach, or it goes into rishus, and you need her ratzon that it should go into rishus. Because in such a case, she, the ikar is the pu'ula, and the Torah wants that she be the Torah wants that the pool be done through her, through this woman. And therefore, we need to come on to shlichus. So that the ma'isa be attributed back to the woman. We will talk more about these three areas. We didn't discuss Pol Yotzi so much. That the Iker is the Chalos. There you certainly don't have to come out to Gidrei Shlichus. But that will be a Mirtz Hashem for a future time. In the meantime, Shvizocha, Lomor Ulamed, Lishmor Velasos, the Kaimus called the Rizamotarasa, the Ava, Main Ken Yuratsam, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest Friend.